I've been sitting on this one. I clipped the article just before Christmas. The title of the article was "My Year Without Shopping." And the question she was asking herself as she lay in bed, strolling through websites, looking at shoes, clothes, purses, jewelry, the question was, what do I need? What do I need? Then she had lunch with a friend who successfully just completed this year without buying a thing. She wondered, could she take it on? So she decided she too would try to live 1 year without shopping. The very next day, she came home with a wireless speaker, which made her ask the question, do electronics count in that promise? Her name is Anne. She figured, I better put rules on this thing or the wheels are going to come off in a hurry. So she said, clothing and speakers, no, not for a year. Grocery store purchases, yes. Well, immediately my mind runs to, well, now wait a minute, there's gift cards at the grocery store. Sorry, that's just my mind. Shampoo and batteries, yes, but only once you run out. No buying in advance. You get the idea. Is lip balm, she wondered, a need or a want? How about lotion? How about a Fitbit? Well, she had an interview with Tom Hanks coming up, and this was probably one of the bigger interviews in her life, and she thought, certainly for my career, this demands a new dress. And she remembered her promise, and then she thought, you know, Tom Hanks? Then she said, Tom Hanks has not seen my old dresses. So she just put one out of her closet. It worked fine. The trickiest part, she said, was not learning to not spend. The trickiest part was trying to figure out what to do with all that stuff I realized I had accumulated in my life. If you're not careful, she said, material belongings can become an impediment to your peace. Well, the article concludes, I don't know how this year without shopping is going to end, but Ann Patchett said, I did learn the truth of one of my favorite quotes. The best thing to do with the best things in life is give them up. Now, I am not suggesting you go a year without shopping. The Chamber of Commerce would have my head. After all, I went shopping this week too. There's nothing like a little retail therapy now and again. But I will tell you this. If you do try a year without shopping, let us know how it goes. We'd be very interested. The question really is, what habits, what behaviors, what assumptions are keeping you from being at peace? What are you lugging along? What are you dragging along in your life that's keeping you from putting God first? Lent says, learn to let him go and you'll be free. That's what Jesus does at his baptism. He turns not only away from sin, but he gives up all assumptions and worldviews and entanglements and obligations to his life as a Galilean Jew. Instead, he rises free from the baptismal waters. And he owes nothing to anyone or anything. Do you remember the old Shaker song, "Tis a gift to be simple, tis a gift to be free"? I want to live like that, simply and freely. Free from entanglements, free from obligations, free. Jesus goes into the wilderness, and he's sent there by the Spirit of God. There is devilish temptation, and there are wild beasts. If you don't know what wild beasts are, you haven't camped out in the woods for a while. Because even a squirrel can sound life-threatening. 40 days, long days, and no one policing Jesus' behavior, do this, don't do that. No one policing his behavior but himself. I like that quote that says, character is what you do when no one sees it. How did Jesus get himself in that terrible place? A place of danger, loneliness, deprivation, and temptation. Mark says, God sent him there. The Spirit drove Jesus into the wilderness. Jesus has to answer this question first and foremost before he does his ministry. Whom will he serve? Himself? God? Pleasure? The almighty dollar? Power? The devil? Be careful that you're not so filled with God's Spirit that you get sent into dangerous, hard, tempting, and lonely places. I picture John the Baptist buzzing from the front desk. Jesus, there's a 12 o'clock here to see you. Jesus says, who is it? Looking at his business card, says he is the adversary of God, the doer of evil. Goes by the name of Satan. Jesus says, send him in. John says, you want me to interrupt in 5 minutes? Jesus says, no, instead clear my calendar for 40 days. Trying to do his best at his job, John says, want me to send in for lunch? You know, Mark has fewer details than Matthew and Luke. Have you noticed that? In Mark, all we get is 40 days, temptation of Satan, wild beasts, and angels that help him out. Oh, a spirit that got him into this mess. Compared to Matthew and Luke, Mark almost says nothing about those 40 days. Mark makes it sound like it was tough out there in that wilderness. But don't worry, if you read on, it gets worse. As soon as Jesus comes out of that 40 days with Satan, he finds John the Baptist. Remember John the Baptist at the front desk? Oh, he's been arrested. And in chapter 6, he'll be beheaded. Read on, and in chapter 15, Jesus will be executed. It almost makes a year without spending seem easy. 40 days in the wilderness. Nothing compared to the trouble that's ahead. There's a hymn that didn't make it in our newest hymnal. Jesus walked this lonesome valley. He had to walk it by himself. You remember that one? It's an American tune. Oh, nobody else could walk it for him. What I like about that hymn is it starts with Jesus, but it ends with you. You must walk this lonesome valley. You must go and stand your trial. Nobody else. At this Lenten journey, I hope you journey to the center. And at the center, I hope you realize good and evil are vying for that lone spot. What do you find there? What do you put there? There's room for one. Satan wanted that spot, and Satan, according to Matthew and Luke, showed Jesus all, tried to bribe him, showed him all the kingdoms of the world, showed all the splendor of things and glory and power and riches, and said, Jesus, have it all. And you can if you worship me. What will be at the center, Jesus? And Jesus answers with the first commandment, worship and serve only the Lord God. This is Lent, week 1 of 6. We all want peace. We all need help separating our wants from our needs. We all are trying faithfully to put Christ at the center and live out of that truth. That's true help for hoarders, isn't it? Love God first, worship and serve only God, and trust God with the rest. Wild beasts are out there. Temptations surround. Hunger and sickness and death are real and present and close. But we have an answer. Glory and honor and power and life and light and victory belong to Jesus Christ, who for us came, suffered, died, was buried, rose, and reigns forever and ever. Amen.